The date is May 25th, 2021. We are steamrolling towards Memorial Day weekend. You know what a three-day weekend means. More free time to listen to The Other Side, the official podcast of the finest comedy club in all the land, the DC Improv. I'm your host, Chris White. You know, for a guy who doesn't live in Washington, D.C., Will Silvince is pretty close to a regular of the D.C. Improv. He's been coming to us for years, sometimes as an MC, sometimes as a feature act, sometimes to headline our lounge showroom. Well, June 10th through the 12th, our favorite Haitian-American gets top billing in the main showroom, and he's doing something kind of cool with these shows. He's sharing the spotlight. Will is bringing some of his best friends in comedy along for the ride. One of the people on the show, Sypha Sounds, who is also kind of a big deal in both the hip-hop world and the comedy world. New York-based, he has worked as a DJ all around the world. Also, very famously, the house DJ for Chappelle's Show, the legendary Comedy Central series. You also may have seen Sypha at the DC Improv. Among other things, he's been on shows with Mo Ammer and Michelle Wolfe. These shows are going to be a lot of fun. And to get us in the right headspace, joining us now via Zoom, it's Will Silvince and Sypha Sounds. Will, Sypha, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I was good until Will showed up. Then I always get a little thrown off, you know? It's not a good partnership we have. It's not a solid foundation. It's built on COVID, illegal COVID shows and mistrust. So,
I mean, we could always end it if you want.
Illegal COVID shows. Bad. Before we get too far into anything, what do you mean by illegal COVID shows? What is an illegal COVID show for people who are
during a pandemic when we were locked down? New York could not do comedy, so we all found little ways, little backyards of cafes, parking lots, rooftops, basements. We just did a lot of illegal shows, you know, and we risked our lives to just make sure people could laugh.
The real unspoken heroes of the pandemic, the people doing illegal comedy shows.
They try to tell us we weren't essential, but we found out we were very essential.
Well, depending on what street or what neighborhood, we were more essential than the police.
So I want to ask, these shows.
In other words, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You're good. The show's coming up June 10th through 12th. It's Will Silvince and Friends, and obviously everyone on the show, guys you've worked with before, people you have hung with before. I'm kind of curious about, you said it's built on COVID shows, illegal COVID shows. How did you two specifically get to be friends? Do you remember the first time you met?
Don't get gas.
Yeah, I used to run a show in New York City. My intro into the comedy world, because I was on the radio for a long time, and I used to run this show called Don't Get Gassed, which is like my little slogan on the radio. And I had a dope ass show. It was packed every month, once a month. And because I was on the radio, so I had a great fan base. And Will was one of the first comics that I met that was before I even tried stand up, you know, and he's one of the first comics. He used to come to my show all the time and just destroy it. So that's how we met. I wouldn't say we became friends yet. Not even yet, right? Not even.
Well, I mean, well, the definition of friends, but like, we were like associates that work in the same place.
Yeah, like is the show is Will Silvince and Friends? Like,
well, the thing is, they wanted me to headline there. I've been headlining at the DC Improv, one of my favorite clubs, hands down. I've been, you know, I fell in love with that club when I opened up for Patrice O'Neal there.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the way there, me and Patrice were driving there, and Patrice was like, this is going to be the worst show, because he thought that it's going to be very uppity crowd, very conservative. And ticket sales is okay. This was a Thursday, and Patrice get there. The Thursday show is packed. I think it was sold out. And he freaking kills.
Yeah.
Kills. I had a good set too, but he kills. And so by the time he got off stage, the manager was like, yo, ticket sales are moving. This was like when it was word of mouth, before like social media was a thing. Yeah. And by the time Friday came, all the shows were sold out. And Patrice was killing the whole weekend. And I was having a good set. I just remember how dope the crowd was, the club, the staff. And I was just like, I just love a club where you get the trifecta, where the crowd is good,
yep,
the staff is good, and it's a good room to play.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We do our best. It's only as good as the comedians who show up, though. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just a great, great spot, yeah,
it's
man.
It's a good formula there. Yeah. I was there. I heard, you know, one of my favorite Patrice O'Neal albums is recorded
Mr.
in
P.
that spot. Yeah, Mr. P's recorded this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why he recorded it. Oh, let me finish telling you. So when they asked me to come back, me and Cypher have been doing these COVID shows, these illegal shows, and they've been going so great. So I figured, yo, you know what? Why don't we bring this show, you know, to the improv, to DC Improv? And because it's not just a show where he and I improv, we yabba dabba do with the comics, we have fun with the audience. It's like a show within the show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fun.
So let me ask you, as you guys are, I mean, Cypher, you have a work as not just as a comedian, but as a, like I said, as a DJ, it's a lot of different hats. Will, you also work as a producer and all that sort of stuff. But do you find that most of your friends naturally are comedians? Are those the people you just gravitate to and hang out with the most in your regular life?
Especially now, yeah. I don't even know. Like, I have a lot of hip hop friends from when I was in the music industry for a long time. And I got to wash my mouth around them because I'm so used to just talking with comics where you can say anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, a comic could tell you his grandmother died and everybody will just start doing bits about grandmothers dying. And it's like, it's kind of a coping mechanism. And it's like it feels good to have your friends laughing with you, but that's because we're all trained to say the.
Wait. You can't say anything around rappers?
Not like not the shit we say.
Wet ass pussy?
No, yeah. That's fine. But you know when you
I thought it'd be the other way around. You gotta watch what you say around comedians versus rappers.
Nah, man. Let's take for example a comedian like Rosebud Baker. She doesn't say anything nice ever. She'll just come in and be like, "Your hat looks like a wet condom." You're like, "Okay, hi, Rosebud." Like, you know, what kind of jeans are those? And she just starts going in. Like, you can't just walk up to Mano or ASAP Ferg and be like, "Yo, your jeans look like shit." Like,
well, Rosebud is really like a child spec next to Keith Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Robinson is the worst.
Oh. Man, Chris, one time we were doing a show over the illegal COVID shows, and I had on these white pants because it was summer. It was summertime.
No, mostly because you're Puerto Rican.
I had on some white pants, and I was killing it because I know fashion. And down the side of each leg was like a checkered stripe, like a kind of like a racing stripe.
Already, just the description alone,
bro,
sucks.
Keith Robinson and a bunch of other comedians let me have it for at least 3 hours straight. I burned the pants. I've burned them.
Those pants are horrendous. I wish a meteor would have struck those pants, only those pants.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, I gravitate towards comics, man. It is the best people to talk to. Very intelligent.
And the best people not to talk to. So it's...
Yeah. Yeah, depending. Do you find yourself, like, when you're around people who aren't comedians, is it make it harder when you're, like, do other people seem lackluster now when you're trying to make friends in other walks of life? Is it harder to hang out with them that you have to restrain yourself, that you can't say these sorts of things? Is it less fun being around regular people?
I mean, listen, I can make friends with anybody. I do feel like I'm not being 100% my true self and, like, I'm holding back when I meet what I call civilians. You know what I mean? Like, we can't say the craziest shit. We got to see what level they're on. You got to feel it out more. Where I was telling a friend of mine, I was doing shows in Austin, and I don't know any of the comedians in Austin. And a friend of mine, this girl, was coming with me to the show. And as soon as I walked in, I instantly had friends because we're in like this comic fraternity. So like, I didn't know any of the comics, but they started riffing. I started riffing. We were just doing bits. And like, all of a sudden, I got a whole group of friends. And she was like, "Yo, that's so cool that wherever you go, you can just have a set of friends if there's any comics around, you know?"
Yeah.
I'll actually like talking to like people, awesome, unlike Cypher, because people are very interesting. You can find so much shit about life, the world, just talking to everyday people.
Will does talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, people. I love people. People are interesting.
I mean, what do you, when you say you like talking to people, I mean, do you just is it, are we talking like you're on the road, you're just introducing yourself to strangers at bars? What do you do? How do you go about it?
I mean, I don't go there. Like after show, people come up to me, and we'll strike up a conversation. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, but you know, you take the good and the bad. But it just life is interesting.
Who can
like
you,
what they do, what they? I mean, shit. I wish I would have been better prepared. I got the worst memory. Like from like. This guy who I met this guy in Dubai who trains illegal animals.
Okay.
Like he trains illegal animals. That's what he does.
To do what?
What makes him illegal?
Because he's not supposed to have animals.
Okay.
And so he had this monkey I'm holding the name back so he doesn't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. He had this monkey. The monkey bit a female comedian. And then she had to get. She might have hyperbola. Well, no. What's that? Ebola. Oh, my bad. Hyperbola, Ebola, same shit.
Hey, this was on the trip you just went on.
This was one of the trips I went on.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have went to anything that had animals there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Will got a guy. I don't know how he met this guy. Will talks to everyone after the show. Everyone. And this guy, who's the guy from Texas? Is his name Matt?
Matt, who's that?
Who's the guy? No, what's the guy with the that? All right, anyway, he knows this guy. We were doing shows in Austin, and he goes, "Hey, my brother's coming to your show. He owns a
oh West Winters,
yeah,
West Winters.
My brother owns a cow farm, yeah. And he's bringing you some Wagyu beef. Yeah. The guy shows up to the comedy club with a bag of steaks of Wagyu steaks. I had to give it to my friend that lives in Austin. Because I was like, what am I going to do with 20 frozen Wagyu steaks?
Did you eat some? Hop on a plane with the 20 steaks?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you have some?
I definitely had them. They were delicious.
Yeah. Where else are you going to meet a guy giving you steak in his hand?
You got to talk to people after the show because you never know who you're going to meet. This guy had, you never know who you're going to meet that's going to give you meat.
not just meat, Wagyu. Is it Wagyu?
The finest sounding beef with the worst sounding name, Wagyu.
The
yeah,
finest.
Right? Yeah.
The finest. Yeah.
So you did mention Dubai. Will, you just got off the plane from Dubai. I would say this is another thing that I think kind of binds a lot of comedians together. You get to have experiences that, you know, other people travel for work. They get to do certain cool things for their jobs, but you do get to see and visit a lot of cool places. Will, what were you doing in Dubai?
I was doing the Dubai Comedy Festival. This female comedian named Reem, Nina, Tony Woods. Tony Woods is hilarious,
oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh my God.
DC Harold.
Tony was one of the
DC
funniest.
Legend. Yes, Tony.
Legend. Yeah. Tony's from DC. Dubai was great, man. Tony Woods is funny as hell. We had a great time. It was just an awesome show, man. The awesome shows.
What do you do for fun aside from talk to exotic animal trainers in Dubai?
Dude, we went to the desert, and I went. Mm-hmm. I never in my life went snowboarding or anything skiing, but I went sandboarding.
Wait, it's like snowboarding but on sand?
Yeah, on sand. Yeah.
Oh, that's fire.
Oh, dude, it was fire in the desert. It was 120 degrees.
Wow.
But you don't even feel it because the humidity. So I was like, you know, plus I love the heat. So yeah.
How'd you do?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, are we talking like moguls?
Went on this steep hill and I kept falling and I fell in the sand. I didn't realize how hot it was when I fell and hit the sand. My hands was freaking burning. Then I went on a not so steep hill and I fared better on that.
I wish there was something awesome like that for you to do here in D.C. when you guys get down here. But unfortunately, we don't have any enormous sand dunes.
Well,
sorry.
You guys got the museum. The Black Museum I wanted to check out.
Yeah.
African-American Museum, Will.
Oh, my fault.
African-American.
They changed the name?
The Black Museum is a different part of D.C.
Oh, that's Baltimore. That's Baltimore.
Baltimore actually has a museum. It's called Great Blacks and Wax. It's wax figures. So it's like a Madame Tussauds, but it's all famous black people. But the name of the museum is actually Great Blacks and Wax. I gotta go. It sounds
great. Great Blacks and Wax.
Great Blacks and Wax. Yeah. So, I wanted to ask you guys. Also, you mentioned some of these illegal COVID shows during 2020. of course, a lot of the industry shut down, but there was a couple hot tickets. The hottest one being, of course, in Ohio, Dave Chappelle's kind of summer camp. And then also
one of my best times in life, Ohio. Not just 2020, but freaking ever, huh?
Yeah. So if you guys were in kind of in that orbit, kind of those that big group of people who were all hanging out and doing Chappelle shows in 2020, whether it was Ohio, whether it was Texas.
Let me tell you, anytime with Dave Chappelle, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Hands down.
What was that experience like, though? I mean, for you, like, where were you guys? Cypher, were you sitting in for some of those as well?
Yeah. I went to a lot of the early ones before it was even, they figured it out after they kept doing them. But the first one was like, they just put like 60 seats down in the field and just figured it out. And every time I'd be there for like 3-4 days, we do shows. Michelle Wolf, Mo Ammer, Michael Che, Donnell Rawlings, all these comics. And then I'd go home. A lot of them would stay out there. They basically lived out there for the summer. Then I'd go home and come back and they'd be, now there's, screens on the side and there's 100 chairs, and go home and come back and then there's 200 chairs and the screens are huge now and there's food trucks and there's COVID testing for the whole town, even if you're not going to the show. That's how Dave makes it.
Amoebia growing. Is that word? That's the word? Amoebia?
Amoeba?
No, I don't think that's
the
word.
And the orgasm that grows.
Amoeba.
Amoeba. Yeah.
No, that's still not right. An amoeba is not an orgasm that grows, bro.
Amoeba don't grow?
Are you talking about an organism that grows?
No. Does amoeba grow? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay then, boom.
Yeah, but you said an orgasm that grows.
Orgasms could grow.
It's an amoeba.
I met some
you
of the coolest.
You hit the right spot, the orgasm will grow.
It will grow? You think it'll get bigger? My favorite person I met at Dave's summer camp was I got really cool with John Hamm. From Mad Men.
Yeah.
Dom Draper from Mad Men. Yo, I mean, we met a lot. There's a lot of people that go there.
It was so cool, man.
Yang, Bill Burr, Louis C.K.
Chappelle brings this cool vibe, this positive vibe, where, like, if you're negative, you become positive. He just a collection of cool-ass people.
Yeah.
Is what happens about
him. And the thing with Dave is, like, I mean, I don't want this interview to be all about Dave. But the thing with Dave is, it's like this unspoken rule. Like, if Dave has put you into this circle, everyone knows you're cool.
Yeah.
And like, you could be the biggest star or Dave's friend from high school, and we're all on the same level. We're all staying at the same hotel or the Airbnb that's a local thing in that town, and we're all on the same level. We go to eat together, we go to shows together, we go to Dave's house for a barbecue, or you meet everyone in the lobby, you go for coffee, and it's just like this cool vibe. Like, hey, Dave said this guy's cool, so we're automatically in the click together. I've never seen it anywhere else.
I felt like I was on the island.
Yeah.
Dave Island.
Yeah.
Chappelle Island. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, we've seen Donnell Rawlings a couple times over the last year, and he was posting lots of stuff like river rafting stuff. We talk about comedians being friends, right? And it looked like it was, like you're saying, it wasn't just this experience. You're not just showing up, doing a show, and going home. People were hanging out. They were having, having dinner at the house, all this sort of stuff.
Lifestyle.
What were cool group outings you guys kind of did as comedian buddies during that time? Or what's your favorite thing to do with other comedians that's not comedy?
I like to explore. I'm a little overweight. Okay, it's what I'm trying to tell you. Will makes fun of me all the time.
I don't. I try to help him out, but he don't want to help.
Here's the deal. I love going out of town, especially with a good friend of me and Will, who was also doing a lot of illegal shows, Sean Patton. Mm-hmm. We like to go and find the best blank of the town. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this town has the best cornbread, or this town has the best brisket. You know what I mean? Like, this town is the best Slavic stew. You know what I mean? So we go and explore the best wings, the best nachos. It's not a healthy lifestyle. But Will will also go find the best vegan spots wherever we go. Like, where was that place?
And I get cursed
North Carolina?
Out. And I get cursed out.
No, he could. We no, we go. If we go to find vegan food, we chill with you and we eat it. But it's when he starts bringing vegan snacks to the show and he's like, just try it. Just try it. It's mummified chia flaxseed. Just try it. It's good.
Bill, are you hardcore vegan? Are you full vegan or just for fun?
I'm a vegan. I don't know what hardcore mean. It's like saying I'm a hardcore version. Either you're a version or you're not a version. I'm a hardcore version. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's not just a version. I'm a hardcore version. When I take a shit, I don't even wipe my ass to put my finger in my butthole.
Wait, whoa.
I'm just trying to show you the difference between version and the hardcore version.
This is a family show, Will.
That is legit. I guess I'm surprised that you're vegan because you don't talk about it all the time, which is the usual vegan thing. you just have to tell everyone.
I'm a vegan, but I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's like if you ask me, I'll give you advice. I'll tell you what to do. I tell you how I did it. I went from 220 pounds. I dropped 70 pounds. I'm 150 about now. But I'm not just going to just be volunteering information to a bunch of people that don't even care about or even ready or willing to make that switch.
But, yeah, we love going, like, food exploring.
Food exploring, people exploring, and, you know, discovering new things about a town that you never heard of, you know.
Is there anything left for you to discover here, Will? You've been to D.C. a bunch of times over the years.
D.C. has so much to explore. You know, more like tons of more people, like places. I haven't been to the museum yet.
Wait, you didn't go to the African American Museum?
Nah, I'm going this time.
Bro, it's rough, man. Save it for after the shows. It's rough, bro.
The bottom's rough. The top's good. The bottom part is very depressing. The top part where they get to the culture stuff is a little more uplifting.
Yeah, yeah. The top is not, especially the entertainment part. There's like art.
The mothership's up there.
From the Jeffersons, the stuff from Good Times.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great. But yeah, the basement, when you go through the history,
woohoo,
it's
where the white people did all the destruction.
Bro, they had
that's pretty
this is not good
space. Yeah, yeah.
This is not good for a comedy podcast, but they had the Emmett Till, is it like a recreation of his coffin?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I couldn't even go in there. People were coming out sobbing, yo.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I'm going.
Hey, we're gonna be telling jokes at the DC Improv. But I think me and Will, you know, if you're coming to the, please come to the show. It's this called Will Silvins and Friends. I guess I'm just one of the friends this one, but usually me and Will have this new podcast called Talk Clearlier. And it's like, you know, it's a refreshing podcast because it's just being funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no niche to it. There's no like, we're experts on this. Like, it's just a podcast of comedians. Either it's me and Will just talking or we have some of our comedian friends, but we found a way to like recreate the vibe on stage, man. And like, it just came from like us doing shows during we talk a lot on stage before COVID, but me and Will were just like, let's just team up this summer and see what happens. And it just turned into this whole little style we have where we go on stage, we host, but we also headline, we do longer sets, we talk to comedians. It's like a real different experience and people love it. People are jealous of us. Mike Birbiglia is very jealous of us.
Of course he is. DC Improv legend, Mike Birbiglia. You know, he used to work the door at the club back in the day.
I heard, man, because he went to Georgetown, right?
Yeah, he was a host. Yeah, Allison, my wife, worked with him. Yeah, she was.
You know, he used to work the door at the comedy club, Aegis Elba.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, he worked at Caroline's.
Wow. Well, I guess he did turned out okay, I guess.
Yeah, all of those guys.
He's too good looking to be a dork. I mean, what the hell? You mentioned you guys have this podcast. You're talking about subjects. So it doesn't matter if you're an expert on it. Other than comedy, what are you guys experts in? Is there a subject that either one of you guys feels like you're an expert on that people don't maybe appreciate the fact that you know way more about this than the average person? What is it something you feel confident that you are an expert in?
I know a lot, right? I know a lot.
I could talk a lot about procrastination.
Procrastination? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever get around
so
to
you
it.
Want to
he
know,
doesn't get to it yet.
You know what I'm saying?
I know a lot. I always say I know a little about a lot. I don't know what it is. I study the world. I love talking about different cultures, but I'm also like a TV junkie. I'll battle anybody in TV trivia. I'm a sneaker expert. I'm a sneakerhead. Of course, hip hop. I'll destroy anybody in any type of hip hop battle.
Of course, that you would hope.
And And yeah, I just love, I know a little about a lot. I study all different things. Like Will always gets surprised when I start dropping bombs on him.
Not too surprised.
No, you're surprised. Kill him. He didn't even know. He doesn't even know all the spinoffs of Archie Bunker, All in the Family. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't know that everything came from Archie Bunker.
Every single TV show is actually a spinoff of All in the Family. Every single one.
All in the Family or Happy Days.
All jazz comes from Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis. All television comes from All in the Family. And it's just like how
all
it works.
Music,
yeah.
All music came from black people. So boom.
You got
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, all?
All. All.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for that music they play in Catholic church, that you know the one that put you to sleep.
So, Will, other than procrastination, no other subject. What else? What else are you an expert at?
No, he's a crazy. He's an ill boxer, yo.
There you go, boxing.
He trains like crazy.
Well, I'm working on this film called I Am Maurice about a Haitian boxer that comes to New York to pursue his love for boxing. I also went to school for electromechanical engineering. I used to build robots. But I guess I'm like Cypher, a little bit about everything, you know?
Yeah, mile wide and inch deep.
I'm working on a couple of apps, you know? But right now, my focus is film. Like, I want to make these three films that I wrote with Brian Kennedy and I, and we want to put them out.
So it's I Am Maurice. What are the other two?
The other one is like a film about being yourself, about a little kid who grew up in the neighborhood where he's the only one of his kind. Mm-hmm. And he get bullied and he act like he's not who he is. Basically my life story.
Yeah.
I used to pretend I was not Haitian. I was pretend I was Jamaican.
Nice. Good for you.
And what was the third?
The third one is about three friends that borrow money from their job and and they lose it all. And they have to get it back in one night.
Office Space, then. That's pretty much it.
Yes. Yeah, you're talking about Office Space, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to keep it. I'm not trying to be too detailed.
Did you make the black Office Space?
I watched it, the first Office Space. The white Office Space is pretty good, right? So, yeah, why not? Cool. Well, guys, last chance, sales pitch. Shows are June 10th to the 12th. Anyone who has been listening who is not yet convinced, why should they come see you? And the other friends, it's not just the two of you. We got, what, I think four other people on the show. I know it's Amin Imani, Damani Seal. Who else was on it, Will? I'm trying to remember.
We got Jill Gonzalez coming down, Cypher Sounds, Will Silvince.
I met another comedian when I was in Idaho, Will, from D.C. We got to use her.
Oh, let's make it happen.
I don't want to announce it yet. We got to make sure. We'll announce off the air.
Well, the main reason they should come down is because, number one, you're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't doing jack doo-doo.
Right. You watch Netflix is done.
Yeah.
You've watched everything.
So come get
these back outside.
Come get these lab beatings.
Listen, I'm double vaxxed. Will's double vaxxed. We're ready to go. We're ready to bring comedy to the game. Now, I did the DC Improv. Michelle Wolf let me do her show with her. I had the greatest time. I also did the show with Martin Amini that does the monthly show there.
Yep. Oh, yeah, his show is dope.
I can't tell you how much I love the club, man. So we want a great crowd to come out. Appreciate the love and support. I promise you, I DJ, we host, we rock, we do. You're going to love it. You've never seen a show like this. Okay, a Puerto Rican, a Haitian. It's like Basquiat. It's the reincarnation of Basquiat.
You know Basquiat, Chris?
I do know the film. I mean, it's about the artist.
Haitian, half Puerto Rican?
So he's basically you two. If you put him
exactly.
in a band, that's it. Yeah. The two of you guys together. That's amazing. Yeah. And
we might call this a Basquiat comedy show.
That's it. That's the way to sell this is to really talk about conceptual artists. that's a name that just jumps to the front of everyone's mind right away, right? Yeah.
That's gonna be great. June
10th to 12th.
The 10th will be there, the 11th will be there, and the 12th will be there.
You got
it. What show? How many shows, Chris? Five?
19.
Six, I think. Two
Six
each show. Night.
Oh,
two each night.
Come on,
7
man.
And 9:30. Yeah.
Come on. You got to rock with us, man. You got to.
And we'll add more if we can. You know, we'll
Let's
see.
Add yeah. more.
Let's do it. So, guys.
DC, where are you at? I think my wife's cousin lives in DC. I'll bring him out. That'll sell it out.
There you go. Your wife's cousin, 200 people.
Yeah.
Is your wife. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it. It's good to see your faces.
Thanks for having us on, man, Chris.
Yeah, I look forward to actually seeing you guys in person. It's been too long for everybody. So, yeah, it's so great to see these people on the screen and then actually see them a few weeks later and not know it's not going to be a year.
Yeah, hopefully next time we won't be on Zoom. Yeah. Enough of this Zoom and you on mute.
Yeah, easy enough. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Man, thank you. See you soon, D.C. Later. And surrounding areas. Hey, Virginia, come on out. Hey, Maryland, come on out.
Baltimore. Delaware, Philly. It's not that long of a drive, Philly.
You heard the guys. Philadelphia, Delaware, West Virginia. Why not? Eastern Seaboard, if you're within the sound of my voice, if you're near an airport or a highway, you owe it to yourself to get to the DC Improv June 10th through the 12th for Will Silvins and Friends, featuring, among other people, Cypher Sounds. Full lineup is listed at dcimprov.com. While you're there, you can also see a video of Will and get your tickets. They are going to go, so go get them. It's two shows Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I believe the show times are 7 and 9:30 each night. I really am looking forward to those shows. As things have been opening up, as more people are comfortable getting out in crowds, and more people are getting used to what life used to be like, the environment in the club just keeps getting better and better. So June 10th to the 12th, mark it on your calendar, come on down and hang with us, Will Silvins and Friends at the DC Improv. And with all that said, let's wrap this up, shall we? Our thanks to Will Silvins and Cypher Sounds for taking the time to chat with us. Our thanks to you for taking the time to listen. And hey, however you are getting back to normal these next few weeks, we sincerely hope you're spending part of your time laughing. Thanks as always. We will see you next time on the other side.